880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we have an amazing show for everybody today. I've got three of the most special people in my life on today. We're going to start off the first half hour. We're going to talk with Johnny Mahoney. John is at Social Media 305. We're going to talk about using social media to build your business. Johnny taught me social media, and if you've been watching or listening to the show, you know that Johnny has really schooled me well. We'll talk about some of the pitfalls that I found and how to get around them with my good friend, John Mahoney. Then after the first half, in the second half hour, we're going to have our regular UHealth doctor, Dr. Ashwin Mehta. We're going to talk about what he does for people that have survived breast cancer. So if you or a friend of yours or somebody close to you has had breast cancer, you're going to want to make sure that our Breast Cancer Awareness Week month guest, Dr. Ashwin Mehta, that you make sure you hear him. If you've survived breast cancer or you know somebody who survived cancer of any type, make sure you have them tuned in with Ashwin and I after the half hour, because we're going to talk about now what? How do you get your brain and your body back in the groove? And then we'll end the show up in the last quarter hour with my good friend Tarek Maddox. He trains Frank Gore of the San Francisco 49ers. He trains Lamar Miller of the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, he trains me, Jim Freed. The stock market crashed a little bit today, lost a whole bunch. Basically on fears of a slowdown in Europe, the underlying uncertainty in the world, and the decrease and stopping of the Fed bond buying program. I want to give a big thank you to my good friend at CBRE, Robert Given. I went to the CBRE multi-housing conference chaired by Robert Given. The market continues to be hot. It's characterized now by huge mega projects. The face of South Florida is changing, and my friend Robert Given at CBRE is helping them change the face of South Florida. We'll be right back after this with social media tips from John Mahoney, back after this.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine, they're the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are here with my good friend, Johnny Mahoney. John is the person that taught me everything I needed to know about building my brand through social media. Johnny, welcome back to the show.
Guy, it is absolutely my pleasure to be back here.
How about if I give you a high five?
Can we do that right now?
A high five?
Yep, a high five.
All right.
I like that.
All right. Now, Johnny, how'd you get here?
I used somewhat of a social media site. I used the Lyft service.
How'd you like that?
I absolutely love it. I get picked up in, I can't use the words on air, so I have to correct it, but I get picked up in amazing vehicles.
Very, very, very fancy upscale vehicles.
Super upscale vehicles, 750 BMWs.
I thought you couldn't use the words.
Well, I corrected what I was thinking about.
Oh, smoking hot cars, were you going to say?
No, I was going to say something close to smoking hot cars.
Yeah, I know you were going to do that. And tell me a little bit about these guys that you've introduced me to. JJ, Zen Bama, who are those guys?
First off, let's give a big shout out to our boy, George, the Dodge Ram 2014 that just dropped me off here.
High five to George.
All right. He's probably driving somewhere away in Coral Gables, and the guy picked me up in a hot ride. Guy drove me here like a gentleman, was a complete, couldn't use the best word, complete gentleman, but provided water, provided mints, provided snacks, and took me where I needed to go.
Awesome. And you got that off the Lyft app?
The Lyft app.
Awesome. So you came all the way from South Beach over to Sweetwater. Awesome.
Yeah, I actually prefer Lyft over Uber.
Okay, why?
I just think better vehicles.
All right. Now tell me a little bit about JJ Zenbama. You introduced me to these guys. What's up with these guys?
All right. So I have a friend. She's a personal concierge. And JJ, who runs Capital Machine, an industrial machine maker, and his new business is these Zen Windows, which is located in Boston, Georgia, Alabama, Phoenix, Texas, expanding into Florida. These guys are running major social media campaigns. It's called as you've been involved with,
The Flow.
The Flow. The Flow Zone is what it is.
I went with The Flow.
You know what it is? It's just a group of people that are not only, one, building a business, but stay in touch every day with social media. And guys like you and I now are involved with that, and that's because of social media. That's why we're talking about it on radio.
Well, radio is my social media hub. I create my content off of the radio, and then I repurpose it throughout the week. As I said earlier today, or earlier in the week in one of my tweets, I create, the purpose of creating content is to repurpose.
I believe you're the one who quoted that radio is the original social media.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. I high five to you. It's now officially in the book, and anybody can Google that anywhere that they want. Now, Johnny, what is your preferred social media platform? Because I started dabbling in Google Plus, and it just like kind of flipped me out. I've been a Twitter guy. I'm easing into Facebook. I find that for business, LinkedIn is most important. Help me out, because each one has a different audience and a different purpose.
Okay, so listen, as per Google Plus, absolutely awesome platform. I personally think there's a lot of longevity there. And I think that this Google Plus is going to relate to SEO and web placement in an absolutely powerful way. So any content you have, put it out there on Google Plus. For me, going back to the original question, my personal platform in regards to conversation, connections, public relations, and building your network, for me, is Twitter.
I love Twitter. It's, for me, it's the way I got to say it this way. It's the way I think, kind of in a little quick bursts, and I love the fact that I can be creative and artistic in putting out my thoughts.
I agree. Also, it's non-permission based. Whereas Facebook, I have to wait for you to authorize my friendship before I can talk to you or engage with you. Whereas Twitter, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm broadcasting, and if somebody's interested, they'll reach back out to me. And in fact, that's happening more and more all the time.
Most importantly, James, I can search words, which means that if you, and I don't know you at the time, hypothetically, let's say we don't know each other, and you're talking about CRE, commercial real estate.
Hashtag.
You're talking about Miami. You're talking about the Sky Palace?
Somebody started following me. They used the hashtag Sky Palace. It happened today.
Thank you very much. Exactly. And you know what? They didn't have to or need to ask your permission to do that.
No, they're asking for, you know, they want us. They saw, I guess, I probably looked up what's going on hashtag Sky Palace. Mm-hmm. They saw my Sky Palace photos, which I take the photos from my apartment where I live, which is, you know, spectacular. Check out hashtag Sky Palace if you want to see how I live my life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful. And as you've told me before, part of being involved in social media is sharing the experience with your communities.
If we get back down to business, it is 100% about sharing our experiences. However, most people, most businesses, most marketing companies look at social media with the word marketing attached to it.
Broadcast is the word I'd use. They broadcast. I hate that.
Do you know what I look at it as? Do you know where I see the value?
Diga me.
Lead generation.
Yeah, and what salesman doesn't need good leads?
Exactly. And you know, that's where you meet the people. That's where you build the relationship. So granted, there is, and it's common. Everybody is looking for the quick score. But you know what? A lot of the money I make and a lot of the relationships I've built were started last year, 2 years ago. When did I meet you?
You met me 5 years ago.
And look, today, I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're social.
Yeah. But either way, that little relationship, that one meeting.
Yeah.
Is paying off again today.
Oh, and for me, it pays off in spades. I was at this event, the CBRE event with Robert Given today, and people go to the event. There's 100, 600, 700 people. They're all talking about condominiums, apartments, money, loans, land. How big is it going to be? How is it? Are we different? And oh, by the way, the really interesting statistic was there were $11 billion worth of condos built the last time. There's only about $4 billion being built right now. So it's not such an overhang as people would think. And what I found is that everybody wanted to talk about my social media. There were people that actually came up, especially the CCIMs. High five to all the CCIMs I saw today at the event, Frank and everybody else. And they wanted to talk about social media. They wanted to talk about how do I network. They wanted to talk about the radio show. They wanted to talk about, can they come meet me at Wall Street Wednesday in a couple of weeks? So, you know, it really works out well for me. I really enjoy it, and I enjoy being able to get creative in the business world.
One thing I will say, as per what you just said, and this goes back to since I was a little kid selling daily newspaper in New York City on the phone, is that communication is exciting no matter what business you're in.
Oh, good communication from walking in to the event today and telling everybody what a bright, smiley, wonderful people they were at the registration desk, to going up to the different people that I knew at the event. I always had a positive energy with me because of the enhanced relationships that I had because of my social media relationships with everybody.
You know what it is, though? You, in general, are a social person.
Mm-hmm. I am. I love being social.
So social media works even better for you because it's natural.
Well, you're a consumer of my social media. So am I getting my personality out there?
One thing I will say about your social media, your new thing where you do the five Twitter accounts in the long form.
Yeah.
I'm not so much a fan of that. It definitely takes up the feed. It definitely gets noticed. However, on the style side, I would probably rather do three tweets than one tweet and break up the accounts. And if anybody wants to go see what I'm talking about, just go to the @JimFried Twitter account. And
so you're talking about where I do a couple lines and then seven people straight down vertically?
You do like a long form.
Well, because I want it to be noticed in the general Twitter stream. I want it to have an eye-catching standout. And I noticed that when people do that, it catches my eye. Johnny, we've got to go to break, so hold that, because let's keep debating social media, content creation technique. John Mahoney, Jim Fried, talking social media with @SocialMedia305. Follow him, follow @JimFried. We'll be right back after this. Tweet us if you want to talk to us.
See
you after this.
Are you an event marketer? that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hey, everybody, catch me. Catch every great play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, October 12th. Our Miami Dolphins take on the Green Bay Packers during the Dolphins Breast Cancer Awareness Game. We're all stronger together, Dolphin fans. A limited amount of tickets for this game still remain. Get yours today at Dolphins.com. Dolphins.com is the place where you get the best value for your Dolphin tickets. So go to Dolphins.com for the lowest prices. I'll see you at the game. We're going to kick Aaron Rodgers' butt.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with at Social Media 305, the man, the myth, the legend, John Mahoney. He's cut his hair. He's come in studio. He's wearing a suit, which means you must be going somewhere after the show. So, John, we were debating my stylistic approach to Twitter. I think that it may be a little bit too detailed for the most part of our audience. So let's just say that style counts, and there is style points awarded in Twitter.
Absolutely. However, if you're catering to your audience and your audience accepts that, then that's who you are, and there's no reason to change that.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anybody barf other than you so far, so, you know, occasionally
I'm
when
a
I
style
wanna...
guy.
Well, you are a style guy, yeah. So we'll address your style in some other format later on, and I want to thank the person who tweeted us during the break. They won some free Dolphin tickets. We're going to work
Catherine,
on that.
Young Catherine, right?
Huh?
Yeah. Young Catherine?
No. This was somebody who we're not going to talk about. One of the people we know in a community, they've reached out. They need a couple of Dolphin tickets. We're going to see if we can help them out. So, John, let's get back to it now. We talked about Twitter. Last time you were on the show, you talked like you were getting into a little bit into LinkedIn. Did you ever really dive into that?
100%.
So, habla conmigo.
Oh, my God. LinkedIn has paid its weight in gold.
I love LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I make my money on LinkedIn.
Well, one thing is I started using – LinkedIn was actually the first social platform I started using, and I think this goes back to like 2003. I was still on Wall Street at the time. I had scored an account. It was literally like a $1 million account, and the guy had treasury bonds. So when the guy transferred his money to me, he then sent me a LinkedIn request. And he was like, listen, he's like, we need to stay in contact on this platform. Don't call me every day. I was like, all right, whatever, no problem. So I started using LinkedIn. Only inside the past couple of months, you know, I've always built my LinkedIn contacts, but the value that I've truly realized with LinkedIn in the past couple of months, maybe 12 months, let's say, is I've started exporting my contacts to my constant contact email list.
Duh, so, when did you get that that clue?
You know what it was? I was just never, because a lot of people.
It's the first thing I did for Sandy.
No, well, for me, you know, LinkedIn was another platform that you posted things to. You posted. And then I'm like, you know what? Nobody's reading this stuff. I'm like, so what good is LinkedIn?
That's really not true, though, because I've started posting stuff. I post the segments of the show. I post when I get my column in South Florida Business and Wealth. And then what it does is it automatically notifies people that follow me, that are linked in with me. And that is how I'm starting to get interaction with people on LinkedIn. I'm getting likes and comments now.
All right. Absolutely. Then I'm so glad you disagree with me on this point, because one, I am not a person who creates content.
No, you don't.
I create contacts.
Well, what you do is you create conversation.
I do, but the end goal is new contacts. And okay. That's where LinkedIn started really providing the value for me. And in that aspect, and it's great that you bring this up, because I have a lot of people that produce content. I have a lot of good friends that work for major corporations. They write blogs. They educate their community. And you know what? They get a lot of traction that way, just as you are. For me, I'm actually, like, you could look at me in the more of the public relations sector of social media, which is different.
Yeah, it is. And what I'm doing on LinkedIn is I've been starting to get some very interesting people contacting me. And whenever somebody reaches out to LinkedIn with me, I check their profile.
Mm-hmm.
I see if they're appropriate for my community.
Mm-hmm.
Then I allow them in.
Okay.
And then I thank them for linking in. And I ask them if they'd like to have a direct phone call or conversation to see how we can do business. And today, when I walked in, I'll give them a high five again, to the CBRE conference. I'm standing at the registration desk. Somebody goes up to me. They go, you know, we met on LinkedIn, and I'd like to come to your office, and I'd like to tell you about our programs. And oh, by the way, their programs are unique in the market, and I can't wait to get her in the office and start working, doing business with her.
Mm-hmm.
So LinkedIn really worked for me just today.
I'm going to tell you, and it's great that we're having this conversation, and the audience should really listen and review what we've just discussed, because you are someone that is, A, creating content.
Right.
And then connecting with your audience.
Yes. And I'm building my business with it, which is what everybody we talked about. That's how we teased this, is how to build your business with social media. And it's reaching out, being cautious with the people you bring in.
But look at my side. I'm not creating content. All I'm doing is personally connecting with my audience. And this summer, it has been worth its weight in gold. I can't even talk about it on air.
Well, what do you do? When you're talking about you connect with your, what are you doing? You're going into like groups that you're a member of and reaching out to people and saying, hey, we're a group member. Why don't we link in? I think we can do business. What are you doing?
I just email them and say hello, just as I would email you.
So
morning,
you go
James.
On LinkedIn, you find the person, you hit their contact, their email thing. You say, hey, how you doing?
I break it down into locations. So I have my New York people, I have my Miami people, and then I have my global people.
Now you search, now these are people you know, or these are people you're seeking to reach out to?
They're 100% people
new.
I'm seeking. Yeah.
New.
Granted, listen.
How many people do you have right now?
I figure probably we're pushing 2,000 at this point in the game.
Okay.
So.
I'm at 2,700. High five to me.
All right. No, high five to
you.
Well,
I've been working at it a different way.
Well, realize one thing, and this is also a very
I don't have your 8,500 Twitter followers, for the record. I'm only at like 4,500 combined.
They're a gift. I didn't go after them. They just came. You know, but one thing is with LinkedIn, and this is very important for the audience.
Wait. Why did they come, Johnny? Why did they come find you? And then we'll go back to what's important on LinkedIn.
I think very importantly,
is important.
When I chose the name Social Media 305,
right?
Twitter gave me
the push.
Twitter is pushing.
Yeah, because you're a thought leader because of the. Handle you got because you were an early adopter.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's important about LinkedIn?
Twitter, just so you know, for all of 2012, Twitter recommended me to every new Twitter account that was opened in Miami. So if you opened a Twitter account in Miami, they told you,
follow this guy.
Social Media 305.
Well, that's good for me. That's like a hockey stick for me, because you retweet a lot of my good stuff.
Kid, we're here on the radio right now, so it worked out perfect.
I love you, John. Right. So now tell me the big LinkedIn tip that I cut you off on to get to the Twitter tip.
The big LinkedIn tip for me is, one, I was in two different industries. So for many years, I was in finance.
Yeah.
I was a stockbroker.
No, you were one of the top wealth guys in Wall Street.
Exactly.
I know that.
Those wealth guys that I connected with on LinkedIn are not necessarily social media digital marketing guys.
No, these are guys that were following you for tips and contacts and insight.
Insight, but also realize I was following them for their insight.
However, you were more of a nexus of information for all your people.
Actually, listen, specifically with the finance guys, I was targeting guys that could teach me. And those guys are Germany, London, New York, and Singapore.
Johnny, we only have a couple of minutes left. I know that everybody can find you. We'll give all your handles and all the ways that they can find you in 45, 50 seconds. But what is the most important thing you want to leave people with today? And then we'll have you back on sometime during the holidays. We've got to make this regular event, Johnny.
My most important thing for the community to know is, and this is my personal belief, they could take it any way they want it.
I'm asking for your opinion. Give it to me.
Instead of posting content, create contacts. Use social media as public relations, like a telephone book.
So you're saying identify who you want to connect with, find their social media stream, find a way for them to notice you. We could talk it. You know, people pay you big money to know that. So I'm not going to throw that right out there.
Mm-hmm.
And sooner or later, you'll build a list of quality followers. And I've been following some of your tips. For instance, I've been getting significant traction on that. So, Johnny, if people want to learn more about social media by following you, or they want to join your communities, or better yet, build their business with your services, how do they find you? Where are you at?
Every day on every platform, we are Social Media 305.
Well, I don't think I could say it any better than that. John Mahoney, original thought leader on social media here in South Florida, one of the hippest, coolest guys I know. He keeps me young and he keeps my ideas fresh. He is the man, the myth, the legend. As he said earlier, he's the one that Twitter recommends you follow if you're in Miami-Dade County. John, Social Media 305, thank you so much for all the help that you've given me in building my business and building my brand and building my radio show. Again, I'm going to end the same way we started with a high five. All right.
Nice work, James.
All right. We'll be right back after this. We got smiles in the studio. We're going to have great conversation with my good friend Ashwin Mehta. We're going to talk about how to recover your body's vitality and your mind's awareness after you've beaten cancer. We'll be right back after this. Anybody you know that has cancer, had cancer, get them on the radio. Back after this. All right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Johnny, great to see you. Warren Henry. We got to go do some test drives with Larry again. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years after your purchase. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. Well, with a UHealth Executive Physical, from the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service. You get a personal concierge who's going to guide you through your visit to get a customized preventative health plan. It's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, Call 305-243-2738. I'll give it to you again. 305-243-2738.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
It's going to be a mess trying to get out of downtown Miami this afternoon once again. And I'm not talking about the typical delays. We've got a car fire northbound 95, 119th Street. The express lanes are blocked. Fire rescue on the scene. And it looks like a couple of left lanes are blocked. You're going to want to avoid 95 out of downtown. Stick with 441 or Biscayne Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've got it well timed out. We've got it just absolutely working like a watch here. We have my good friend Ashwamed. Is he on the line?
How you doing, Jim? Good to be with you.
Oh, it's always great when I hear your mellow voice, Dr. Mehta. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing great.
Now, we basically crafted today's show in in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In fact, if you look on Vine, I'm wearing my pink shirt today. But today, Ashwin, Dr. Mehta, it's all about you and the love and caring that you give to your clients while you help them re-enter society after some of the most brutal things a person can imagine have been done to them. So we're talking about how people can recondition their mind and body after a cancer treatment. We're here with Ashwamedha. He works at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center here at the University of Miami Health System. We call it UHealth. So Ashwin, somebody's just come out. It's your first meeting with them. They've survived the battle of their life. What's next?
You know, it's a really timely question, Jim, not only because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month, but also because oftentimes during treatment, there's a cumulative effect. It's almost like running a marathon. And what we find is the fatigue, depression, neuropathy, poor sleep quality. All of these things have a tendency to escalate and almost crescendo and reach an apex just towards the end of treatment. And you know what I find is that our patients at Sylvester, they're so resilient. They're such fighters. They fight through the treatment. It's just that we have not historically done a really great job at coaching them on what comes after treatment. How do we recover? How do you survive cancer? What is important during the period of survivorship? And how can you live beyond cancer? How can you go from survive to thrive? And that's what we do at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. That is why we're coming up with innovative survivorship clinics championed by our leaders at Sylvester. And that's why the whole concept of integrative medicine is so important, to re-empower our patients with the education and knowledge that they need in order to get their lives back, get back some sense of control over their physical health, and regain that confidence that they have the ability to not only beat cancer, but also live healthy lives beyond cancer.
Now, Ashwin, how is it that they can do that? Because I've got to believe they're terrified. They've been stuck. They've been poked. They've been drained. They've been vomiting. They've lost a lot of weight. They've lost hair. They've lost body parts. You know, what do you say to somebody like that? How do you get them to rejoin the community of humanity? Because it must be the most dehumanizing thing.
You're right, Jim. It is. And, you know, It is said that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with just the first few steps, and that's the key. The key, especially during the integrative medicine consultations that we do, is to create some measurable, incremental goals that actually are meaningful and relevant to what our patient is experiencing. So these tiny steps towards feeling better, and that can be something as simple as re-engaging in an exercise routine. A regular exercise routine is a really great step that we can incrementally improve with respect to somebody's level of physical conditioning, with respect to their energy level. We actually use exercise as medicine. And that's why this kind of approach is so important, not only in the survivorship period, but also even preemptively, preventatively before. Everybody who is listening who has never had cancer before, well, get exercising, because exercise is so incredibly important for your overall long-term survival and health. But for those people who have battled through cancer, exercise is fundamentally important because it increases energy level, it reduces the inflammatory burden. So often what ends up happening is the fatigue and all of these untoward effects that people experience during the course of fighting through cancer treatment. Oftentimes all of these untoward effects have a unifying component, and that component is inflammation. Exercise happens to be one of the best anti-inflammatory things that we can do for our bodies.
You know, Ashwin, I can only tell you that I had my back surgery, and it was tough for me to get into the exercise thing. And Tarek Maddox really has helped me do that. He's going to be on after our segment. We'll be on with Tarek. We'll talk about how he keeps me fit for life. But what I really want to talk about, we've only got a few minutes left, is your program also helps the family members. I know for a fact that there's one of the therapists up there, Maria Lopez, is just one of the world-class people in couples therapy that has to do with very invasive situations. Tell me a little bit about your team.
It's a very comprehensive support infrastructure that we have at Sylvester. We have psychiatrists. We have psychologists. Maria is a wonderful psychologist.
Okay.
And she's partnered with people and helped coach them through really challenging circumstances.
Wow.
And we have a nutrition team. We have an exercise physiologist who works with us. We have cancer rehabilitation specialists. We have pain management. We have palliative care. All of these people are partnering with one another as well as with the patient in order to optimize the outcomes. So we have a very comprehensive infrastructure at Sylvester. And, it takes a village. We must engage family members and friends. Anybody who's involved with, who has been instrumental in helping people fight through cancer treatment and fight cancer, everybody needs to be involved. And, there's a lot of caregiver fatigue out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
I always encourage my clients to come in with their family members, with their friends, because the same nutritional recommendations that I'm making for them are going to be equally applicable to the people who are caring for them, who are helping them through this battle. So it takes a village. We oftentimes enlist the support of, the buddy system works really well, so we enlist the support of family members and friends in order to make these nutritional changes collectively, as a family, and exercise is the same. Every client who I see gets a mindfulness recommendation. So how do we mitigate stress? How do we regain that self-confidence that we can make a positive change in our physical and mental health? Well, mindfulness is a really great modality that we use very commonly in the context of cancer survivorship, in order to facilitate that process.
Now, a couple different questions. First, who quarterbacks the cancer care at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care? As the name says, it's obviously comprehensive, number one. And number two, can you give people a website to go to if they just want to get a little relaxed every now and then?
Sure.
Great.
So there's a couple of resources, online resources out there that I'll share with you. But to your first question about who is quarterbacking the care at Sylvester, and the answer to that question is the oncologist.
Okay,
we have very forward-thinking oncologists who are also oftentimes scientists, they are the ones who are doing the research that is going to bring the next cancer treatment to market. They are the ones who are teaching the future generations of physicians. So, you know, that's one of the great things about being the only academic cancer center in South Florida, is that I have an opportunity to partner with these world-class oncologists and radiation oncologists, and generally they are the ones, along with surgeons, they are the ones who are quarterbacking the cancer treatment. Our website, you know, you can find integrative medicine at if you just enter any search that includes Sylvester and integrative medicine, you can find detailed information about me, about my background, and about the background of my team. In addition to that, there are a lot of different mindfulness methods that, you know, mindfulness is such a broad category of things, you know, and it's really important for every individual to find a modality that works for them. You know, mindfulness encompasses everything from breathing techniques, guided imagery, creative visualization, biofeedback. So, you know, different modalities work for different people. And so one of my favorite things to use is a website that was developed by Kaiser Permanente.
Okay.
And if you just, if you go online and you see, you know, Kaiser Permanente guided imagery, there's a whole menu of meditations that you can do that are specifically tailored for different medical conditions. There's, you know, there's everything from allergies to headaches, and there's three in there that have to do with going through cancer treatment. And then there's one that I commonly use in the survivorship period, which is how to build a healthy immune system. And these are MP3 file audio format files that have been made available by Kaiser Permanente, and it's done by a friend of mine by the name of Belaruth Napperstack, who is one of the world's mindfulness experts. And that's usually what I use as a starting point. But everybody from, you know, Deepak Chopra to Jon Kabat-Zinn, I mean, all of these people have really good mindfulness resources online. And so I'd encourage everybody to check them out. One particular one that I've been using recently, you know, just like they've got 7-minute or 8-minute abs, this is a 3-minute meditation. So I think for our lifestyle and our world, the 3-minute meditation is actually really good, and that's at www.franticworld.com.
Well, first of all, we're out of time, so we got to get you back here in the next few weeks, certainly before the holidays, to get everybody off the ledge as the holidays come. But I want to tell everybody that I use that 3-minute relaxation technique a lot, and it is awesome. It's money in the bank. So we've talked about mindfulness. You've got my mindfulness guru. You've heard his tips, Dr. Mehta. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you soon. And if nothing else, we'll be going to the Bills game together. And then we'll also be getting you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Looking forward to it. Be well.
Be well. Oh, I couldn't ask for anything more from my favorite doctor. We'll be right back after this. You heard about the mindfulness. Now you're going to hear about how I get fit for life with NFL trainer Tarek Maddox. Back after this. You'll love this segment. Rock on. All right. We play that just for Dr. Mehta. Dr. Mehta creates the positive energy in the world of some of the people that are facing the most pain that we could ever imagine. And, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, and Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I lease all my Infinities from them, I always know I'm getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. In that package, you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for the first 4 years you own the car. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, make sure you join me this Sunday as the at Sun Life Stadium as our Miami Dolphins take on their Green Bay Packers during the Dolphins Breast Cancer Awareness Game. We're all stronger together, Dolphins, so get out there and be part of the Dolphins' home field advantage and join me stamping your feet and cheering for our Miami Dolphins. A limited amount of tickets for this game still remain, so get your tickets today at Dolphins.com, Dolphins.com, where Dolphins get their tickets.
Think about your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I was just getting social with the guy that does the WordPress for our show, so I apologize if I was a little late on the comeback, but we've got Tarek Maddox. We heard Ashwamedha talk about how you can build your body and brain back after cancer surgery, and now and he helped me when I had my back surgery, and I want to bring in my physical hands-on guy to help you work through your physical pain. Tarek Maddox, what's happening, yeah. Man?
Hi, Jim. I'm here. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I can't wait to see you Saturday. We're going to get fit for life, hashtag fit for life. But really, I want to take today, I want to talk about how you would approach, you know, you're a trained physiologist, you graduated, you're training Frank, you train Lamar. So my question to you is, you've got somebody, they're real fragile, they've just come out of cancer care or some other tough situation, well, like me when I have my back surgery. What do you start off with? What do you start off with, Tarek? How does somebody get back?
Yeah, sure. First of all, you have to get the face off from the doctor to make sure it's safe, it's effective for the lady who's coming back or whomever, and you just want to make sure you take the right approach. I mean, from my understanding, exercise is very beneficial for someone coming or recovering from cancer or surgery. And my aunt was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and she is a survivor, and she's actually joined my training program, and she's doing phenomenal. But you always want to take a slow approach, make sure it's okay from the doctor. And you also want to start on some very good eating habits and stay on it.
You know, so Tarek, if you're eating now regularly and you're working out, and you're right, Dr. Mehta did say that exercise provides positive energy. I guess it's endorphins and that other stuff. It also helps you get your body just feeling better, or as you would say, it helps you get tight, because you get tight as a drum.
Definitely.
Amazing.
Exercise can actually help it from reoccurring or coming back. It can actually fight off, free radicals and things like that. They may fire up some cancerous type-like cells. And so exercising after something like that is very beneficial for you. I would definitely recommend it. But like I say, you want to make sure it's okay from the doctor, make sure it's a very slow approach, and it releases endorphins, and I think it's great.
Now, Tarek, you run your what do you call it? Boot camp down in South Dade. You're there every week with your folks that you help stay fit for life. What's different from somebody that's in your boot camp to, let's say, me, who you come out and do the private training? Is it the same? Do you do customized things? How does that work?
Well, it's a little bit different. You know, I wouldn't say training is training. It's a different approach. Obviously, at boot camp, we push a little bit harder. Our moves are different. Our rest time is definitely different. We rest about 15, 35 seconds. Like I said, the movements are a little bit more explosive and powerful. The running is a little bit different, so I kind of pound them away. You know, it is a weight loss program, so
okay.
It has to be high-intensity body weight type-like exercise or routine. So it's a little different.
Okay. Now, I've been using my Fitbit. I compete with some of my friends, including Larry's in. High five to Larry. I beat you this week, but Larry does it on other weeks, so we kind of go back and forth on that. And I really enjoy it. It helps me keep going. I know that it's not an accurate representation of my work effort, but what it does do for me is it gives me benchmarks. It helps me see where I am day to day, week to week, month to month. And the thing I use it for that's most important to me is monitoring and tracking my sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
How
sleep.
Important is that, Tarek?
Yeah, I mean, monitoring your sleep is awesome. If you have the time and the discipline to do that, I think that's one of the most important things through in our lives is getting enough rest. Most people do not get enough rest, and I'm wondering why they're sluggish throughout the day or at work. Wondering why we need the extra dose of coffee or sugar or caffeine or what have you, it's because you're not getting enough sleep. You know, 5 hours won't do it. 6 hours won't do it. I think 7 to 8 hours is a good number for your overall sleep, you know, capacity.
Yeah, I usually sleep from about 10:30 to 5:30 because I got to get up and get cranking in the morning because you can control the front end of your day. I found that my day kind of loses its impact at the end. Now, how about working out? Working out in the morning, afternoon, evening, what's better?
Oh, in the morning gets you going. After your glass of water, get all your organs back hydrated, your brain especially, because our brain is a very large percentage of water. So first thing in the morning, you should have a glass of water to get it in your body, get you going. And exercising is awesome, great in the morning. If you can do well with exercise before your work day, and feel fine. Some people get tired. Some people are actually okay. Like myself, I like to work out 5, 6, 7 in the morning and go back and hit it again at night.
Yeah, I work out in the morning, and before I'm finished with my workout, between the time I woke up and the time I finished with my workout, I guarantee I've had more than a half gallon of water.
Definitely, John. You're definitely staying hydrated. You know that. You've been taught very well.
Well, I'm giving softballs to you, big guy. Now, let's say this. Difference between me and Frank Gore, you've got a couple of minutes left. How is the training that you give Frank or a top-level athlete different than you would give a top-level of executive who's also under strain all the time?
Definitely. First and foremost, our stretching is even different.
Really?
I may give Frank a dynamic stretch, and I may give you a static stretch, which is slow hold for about 10 to 15 seconds, whereas to Frank Gore, I have him moving and jumping and bouncing around, ballistic type, like stretching, dynamic stretching. He's already pretty much loose throughout his day. He's an athlete, so they're ready to go right away, but they still need to stretch. So at the very beginning, that can be different from the very start.
Well, Tarek, if people want to find you, reach out to you, you've got at Tarek Maddox, you've got your website, phone number, they can text you. How do they get you, T?
You can also visit my website at espatraining.com, or you can give me a call on my personal cell, area code 786-278-5584. And one more time, Jim, I want to remind everyone to get out October 18th, 7 a.m. in the morning. Come out and support breast cancer. Don't forget, all my campers are involved in it. We're going to cure this thing because we can do it. Fight on.
Oh, Tarek, I love you. We're going to be continuing our lifetime quest on Saturday as you keep me fit for life. Tarek Maddox, he trains Frank Gore. He trains Lamar Miller. He trains me. He can train you. Tarek, thank you so much for keeping me hashtag fit for life.
Awesome, Jim. You guys have a great night.
Bye. All right. We'll talk to you. We'll see you Saturday. Now, I want to remind everybody. Okay, T, we'll see you later. I want to remind everybody, next week we've got an extra special guest. We've got the chairman of Silver Portal. They're a San Diego-based broker-dealer. He'll be flying in special from San Diego. He'll be on our show. We're going to talk about new trends in 1031s. We're also going to talk about raising dollars for commercial real estate in the public sector with broker-dealers. It's going to be really interesting. It's a new topic for us here on the show. And in 2 weeks, you can join me, meet me, and the rest of the talents that work here at 880 The Biz. We're going to have Wall Street Wednesday. It's going to be at Seasons 52 at 321 Miracle Mile in Coral Gables. I'll be there, and so will the Gray Zone and Pete De La Torre, the Money Man, Edward Woodson. They'll all be there. I'll be there. I'll be doing some live broadcasts from there. So make sure you join us. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIM of South Florida, U Health, Tarek Maddox. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. And I want to thank Lauren's kids. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. And, of course, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and, of course, the most important people to my show. I want to thank you, the listeners. So please go to our Facebook page and join our community. Like our show, tell your friends, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet me, at Jim Fried. You can tweet the show, at Fried on Business. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn. Eventually, I'll figure out how to get my GoPro hooked up to the YouTube. It'll be awesome. We've got some great stuff. Go to our website. If you missed any of the show, it'll be up on Saturday on www.freedonbusiness.com. It's where our archives are. We've got great shows, lots of great content that you can share with your friends on cancer, mindfulness, health, business, wealth management. It's really a cool place and lots of great stuff. Remember, next week, Thursday at 5 on 880 AM, I'll have the guys from Silver Portal. It's time to go. We'll see you next week. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. It's your life. So the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's